Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining me for today's episode. Today, we're going to be discussing maintaining sobriety after addiction. There is a strong correlation between being a victim of trauma and abuse and struggling with addiction. Some would say that trauma or abuse is the gateway drug, so to speak, to addiction. So it is possible that if you are listening to this podcast, to this episode specifically, and you are on the recovery journey from past trauma or abuse, specifically from childhood, that you are also struggling with addiction or have struggled with addictions in the past. So for those who are struggling with addiction and are on the journey to sobriety of recovery, it can be a rigorous battle, removing a toxic substance from your daily routine and shifting into a lifestyle of sobriety. For those who do end up taking this courageous and rigorous pathway from addiction to sobriety, there's also the risk of relapse, which happens very often. And for many people, it happens several times. So in today's podcast episode, I want to dive into recovery from addiction and how we could maintain sustainable sobriety. How can we stay sober and assure that we don't relapse? Now, addiction is complex and it's also different for each person. Also, there are countless different substances that we can be addicted to, such as drugs, alcohol, people, codependency, food, things like that. So that being said, there are some important general truths that all addictions share across the board that we want to take a look at and we would benefit from knowing so that we can understand what it means to recover. So I'm going to discuss those specific truths, and hopefully through these concepts and with awareness of the nature of addiction and recovery, we can give ourselves the best possible chance at maintaining sobriety and living peaceful, happy, meaningful, and fulfilling lives after addiction. So one of the most important things to understand is that most of the time, the addiction is not so much the problem itself, but rather it is a symptom to a much deeper problem. So when we are using an addictive substance that is harming us, and when we feel powerless to change this destructive habit, it is more than just a bad habit. There are usually deep-rooted wounds that we are seeking to soothe. We usually have a very difficult time being present in the moment. We're usually engaging in self-escaping. There is also the inability to self-regulate. This is often the case. We have a difficult time regulating our nervous system, balancing our emotions. There's also usually a deep desire for intimacy that is fueling the destructive habit. So when we try to overcome an addiction through disciplining ourselves or self-control or what is known as white knuckling, which in essence is just brute force of abstinence, sort of forcing ourselves to not engage in the drug of choice, we fail to acknowledge the underpinnings of addiction and the way that it works. When we are doing this, in this instance, we still have not dealt with the drive, the motivation towards escaping. We haven't necessarily dealt with the core issue of what is motivating us to escape ourselves, to engage in a destructive habit. So for those who attempt to just stop using the drug of choice, right, without doing the deep healing work, by using, let's say, discipline or self-discipline, it usually is going to backfire. And often when it does, we relapse and we experience addiction even darker and deeper than we did before. So what happens when we are white knuckling, right, or using discipline to self-control ourselves, is that the urge to soothe and the addiction is still going to be there. The desire to soothe or escape, right, it's still going to be there, like we said. So our self-discipline, in essence, becomes resistance to this intense drive. So we end up fighting this drive, and this creates a ton of tension. This resistance with the desire and with the drive to give into our drug of choice creates a lot of tension, which becomes very uncomfortable. And the more we aim to resist the urge, the more tension exists. So this tension mounts until we have so much pressure that we just give into the urge, and then we re-engage in our destructive habit to ease this tension, and oftentimes with much more force. And this is what is known as a relapse. So a concept that is very important to understand on the recovery journey is that the addict operates, or those who are struggling with addiction, I should say, operates with at a certain sort of state of consciousness, a certain vibration, a certain program, a certain paradigm, I should say. So this consciousness, this paradigm includes certain ways of thinking, certain core belief systems, certain ways of operating. Now, within this paradigm, there are thoughts of self-hate, regret, shame, guilt, anger, helplessness, fear, neediness, dependency, victimhood, attachment, manipulating others to survive, irresponsibility to one's own self, one's own needs. Usually we're identified with ego as our main identity. We have tons of desires, and in essence, we are operating from a state of lack. Now, this is not about calling out an addict or someone who's struggling with addiction as bad or wrong, but rather understanding that this way of being, this state of consciousness, is at the root of our destructive habits. So when we are operating in this paradigm, when we are living in this state of consciousness, we are usually going to interact with life. We're going to respond to life with certain patterns. And whenever life situations come up, that we're going to usually react to it in with avoidance, with reactivity, with codependency, with defensiveness as a victim. And there's going to be a lack of self-reflection and self-awareness, as well as a diminished sense of empathy and compassion. Right? So this is the general idea of a person living in addiction consciousness. So this state of consciousness and this paradigm of existence naturally comes with it certain ways of being that are going to, in essence, pull us farther away from our authenticity, from ourselves, from intimacy with ourselves. It's going to disconnect us from our higher self, and it's going to separate ourselves from being able to listen, hear and listen to our inner intuitive guidance or intuition. Now, in a healthy or sober consciousness, if a person is existing in the paradigm of health, of sobriety, this includes certain thoughts of interconnection, growth, peace, being able to let go, taking responsibility for oneself, being able to accept life on its terms, go with the flow, having an abundance mindset, experiencing joy, being present in the moment, right? Detached, so not attached to things, just letting things be, and of self-love, unconditional self-love. So in this state of consciousness that a person lives in, or in this health consciousness, a person is going to go with the flow. They're going to be non-reactive, right? They're going to live authentically. They're not going to hide from themselves or hide themselves from others. They're whole. They're identified with their authentic self, so their soul identified. They embrace themselves with acceptance and with compassion, and they're looking to give. They're looking to give to others instead of taking or manipulating others to get. They're learning life lessons, and they're refining their character as they grow to their full potential. This is the general characteristics of somebody who is living in sobriety consciousness. So in the former consciousness, that of the person struggling with addiction, or you can say the addiction consciousness, as long as they remain in that state of being, they will always look to escape their pain and reality through some sort of escape or some addiction of some sort. And the addiction and the desire to escape reality is just a reflection of living and existing in this very uncomfortable and painful state of consciousness. Now, in the latter state of consciousness, right, the sobriety or health consciousness, a person has no interest in escaping reality because in this state, they have made peace with themselves. They are enjoying the benefits of sobriety. They're enjoying their life. They're appreciating and having gratitude and simply enjoying the pleasures of being alive. You can say that these people are happy to exist. They love themselves, they love others, they love life unconditionally. So based on this that we mentioned so far, we can see that in order to truly overcome an addiction, we have to shift our consciousness from addiction consciousness to sobriety consciousness. Simply doing away with our drug of choice will not sustainably create sobriety for the long run because it is our consciousness that needs correcting. It is our mindset that needs healing. And if we don't do this, eventually, if we stay in the same addiction consciousness, eventually we're going to turn to things to ease the pain of living in this very uncomfortable and painful state of consciousness. Now, society in general seems to have a serious stigma against those struggling with addiction as if addiction is some weakness or a lack of self-control. And this is unfortunate because it's just a reflection of society's general ignorance regarding the nature of addiction. The reason you can't just stop an addiction as the solution for sobriety is because addiction is an attempt to solve a problem. It is not the problem itself. So addiction is not the issue necessarily. It is a symptom of a different issue, of a deeper issue. So the problem that the addiction is attempting to solve is how they can live at ease and at peace with their existence, which is painful and it's uncomfortable to live in. It's uncomfortable to be in that state. And this discomfort is as a result of inner chaos, past unresolved wounds, and this negative state of consciousness that we mentioned. So addiction is not about being weak, shameful, or having poor impulse control. At the core of addiction, we have an issue, and unless we identify and heal this core issue, we are going to remain in addiction consciousness, right? Now, for each person struggling with addiction, there might be a slightly different motivation and mindset, but generally speaking, addiction is coming to solve a problem, whether that problem is an attempt to soothe impossible psychological or spiritual emotional pain, to regulate a nervous system, or to assist in denial of reality that we are having a very difficult time accepting. Now, you see very often people who are in the throes of addiction are going to criticize themselves. They're going to shame themselves for their addiction. And really, this only furthers the pain that fuels the addiction. And thus it keeps us in a negative feedback loop that really seems to have no way out. What happens is the person who criticizes themselves or shames themselves for their addiction and the pain caused by the negative self-critic or the self-reproach, it's going to drive the person to want to then soothe that pain with addiction, and thus we have a cycle. So the answer to this cycle, the way to get out of it, is to shift from self-criticism to self-compassion. Fundamentally, you cannot critique or criticize yourself into sobriety. You can only accept that you are a human being and then let go of the need for perfection and the need for control. And with this shift, we can become emotionally and psychologically sober in our mindset. So physical sobriety or abstinence that is going to be sustainable is really dependent on our ability to become sober in our mind, in our mindset, in our consciousness, in our essential way of being. So when we can shift from negativity or criticism and shift entirely into the consciousness of abundance, of happiness, of peace, of compassion, then it is going to be sustainable because in that state of consciousness, we feel good and we have no need to escape ourselves or to soothe any pain. Now, just because someone engages in addictive behavior does not necessarily make them an addict, right? Just because someone drinks, let's say, a pint of alcohol, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are struggling with addiction. What matters is the intention behind the use of the substance or the drug of choice. And what also matters is our ability to walk away from this substance when it becomes obvious that it is causing damage to one's life. So an example of this would be, let's say a person gets intoxicated on the weekend to have a good time with friends and doesn't necessarily use drugs or alcohol to escape reality, and they use it, let's say, occasionally or once a week, right? This doesn't mean that there's an addiction. In this instance, they aren't using the drug of choice or whatever they choose to escape to enjoy the reality. They're not using it to, let's say, escape themselves, to regulate their nervous system, to deny reality, or to soothe pain. In this instance, if you were to confront them with a harsh reality that the things they were doing were hurting themselves or loved ones with their choices, chances are they would be willing to entertain the stoppage of this drug of choice. In this instance, they are okay without it, and they don't need it to feel better or have fun, although if they do have it, they obviously enjoy it. So in another example, a person who, let's say, wakes up in the morning and drinks a pint of alcohol to go to work just so they can calm themselves to be able to function at work. Then they come home, drink some more, just to function with their family. Let's say they lash out at their loved ones whenever they bring up their destructive habits. Let's say they squander away finances to pay for this habit. In this instance, they're usually in the throes of an addiction. In this instance, they are using the drug of choice with the intention to avoid accountability, avoid responsibility, to deny the truth of their reality, and ultimately avoid any pain that they are causing themselves or other people. So based on this, as a rule, A person who cannot do without an addictive substance is said to be dependent on it, right? A person who is dependent on something outside of themselves to regulate their emotions, to cope, to deal, is struggling with an addiction. So a person who is content without their drug of choice, but then uses it to enhance their experience of life, is not an addiction. So the intention behind the use and the, like I mentioned, the ability to be okay without it is very much fundamental, the fundamental difference between a person who is struggling with addiction and somebody who is not. Now, when it comes to sobriety, true sobriety is the ability to be independent, to be able to regulate one's emotions, to be whole, to be present, to be able to accept reality on its terms, right? Surrender to a higher power, to go with the flow of life, to let go and let God, right? Or let go and let higher power. So as long as we are using the drug of choice to avoid these things, we are not truly living in sobriety consciousness, and we are living in addiction consciousness, and then as a result of that, we are susceptible to relapse. Now, one of the things that we are doing when we are engaging in an addiction is escaping our pain from the past, right? So if we have pain that still lingers, let's say from childhood or past relationships, past wounding experiences, what we're doing is in this instance, we're refusing to face it. We're refusing to heal the wounds of our inner world and really not taking responsibility of the need to become whole and to develop peace with ourselves. Now, the price that we pay for doing this is that we are really stealing from our ability to live peacefully, happily, and whole in the future. So the more we escape our present moment reality to avoid the pain that lingers, that still lingers from the past, the more we deny our future self the ability to live at peace and be content. So based on this, you can say that sobriety, in essence, is doing the work in the present moment as a gift that we give to our future self, and the gift is protecting our future self from having to pay the price of our unhealed wounds of the past, of our past self, and allowing him or her, right, our future self, to forever reap the benefits of a daily living, of a lifestyle that includes happiness, intimacy, you know, healthy relationships, growth, and abundance. And this is why I refer to healing or recovery as a gift that keeps on giving, because once you heal, right, once you develop these life skills, what you're doing is you're giving your future self skills and tools that they can use every day and refine these skills so that every day for the rest of your life, you're able to tap into these skills and ultimately live a more peaceful, self-loving, compassionate, self-aware, and free lifestyle. So we're giving our future self the ability to be whole without the need to destroy our full potential or the ability to grow to our full potential. And we're allowing our future self to have healthy, intimate relationships, which is really one of the greatest things that we can experience as a human being. So obviously, recovery is brutal. It's very difficult. Healing is not easy at all. But as you do the work to shift into sobriety, consciousness, and truly embrace a mindset and lifestyle of healing, wholeness, and inner peace, you start to reap the benefits of it, and then the struggle becomes less of a struggle, and suddenly you begin to actually enjoy the process of growth. And yes, so in the beginning, it's obviously difficult, it's painful, there's the urge to go back to the drug of choice, there's the withdrawal symptoms, but ultimately, if we can move past that and keep going and not quit, then we reach the good stuff, the good times, and start to reap the benefits of our hard work. Now, regardless of the addiction, right, the drug of choice, whatever that is, addiction is truly brutal to overcome. And it is very common that in the throes of an addiction, we feel that there is no hope, right? And that sobriety is impossible, especially because even when we do reach recovery, right, from an addiction, statistics show that there is a high relapse rate. In fact, it's estimated that around 40 to 60% of people in treatment for substance or use disorders are going to relapse. And this is according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. So obviously, there are still risks that happen once you do reach sobriety. That being said, if we truly want to overcome an addiction, there is deep work that is necessary to not only be sober in behavior, but sustainably sober in our consciousness, in our mindset. And what this will do is it's going to allow us to live sober in the long run and allow us not just to not do our drug of choice, right? Not just to avoid it, but live in such a way that renders the drug of choice unattractive. So just less interested in doing it because we just have no need to escape and to soothe. So we will see no benefit in a habit that has so much destructive potential because, again, we're going to remove the urge to soothe pain, deny reality, avoid ourselves, and deny the past. In sober consciousness, we will be fully in the moment and be experiencing true joys of being alive and being at peace with our existence and in the flow and experiencing this wonderful gift that is life. So the more that we enjoy our present moment experience, right, the more that we see that we are able to enjoy and have fun without running from ourselves and without having a substance, a drug of choice, the less attractive it will be to run away from ourselves. In fact, the more we do stay with ourselves, regardless of how uncomfortable it is, regardless of how much pain we're in, and the more we do the inner healing work, the quicker we can sort of move through those painful emotions and those negative experiences, the quicker we can experience the true happiness and fulfillment that comes from embracing a life of sobriety. So to finish up, there is this concept in the anonymous groups that once an addict, always an addict. Now, from a behavioral perspective, this can be true because once a person has an urge, that urge may always be there. So from this perspective, relapse is always just an impulse away, right? So the impulse can technically always be there. But from a healing perspective, the impulse is understood as a drive to escape the self and to soothe pain. So we can create new energy. We can create new motivation and intentions by doing the deep healing work, which again removes the pain and therefore the need to soothe and escape. So once a person deals with their deep pain that leads them to want to escape through addiction, a person is going to essentially and effectively remove any desire or urge to escape themselves. And as a result of this, they solve the issue of the addiction at a very core level. And this serves to maintain a sustainable sobriety because sobriety becomes a way of being. And one's paradigm of existence, which stays this way as long as we continue to build habits and commit to a lifestyle that reinforces this way of being, that becomes the norm. And the more that becomes the way of operating, suddenly it's not so difficult to be in sobriety consciousness. But rather we actually get to enjoy all the amazing benefits and the deep fulfillment that comes from living in sobriety consciousness. So at first, when we're living in addiction consciousness, which is usually a result of being raised in a addiction consciousness home, negative experiences, trauma, abuse, that is going to render a person or land a person most usually in addiction consciousness. So when we are able to heal, we are fundamentally shifting our way of thinking and operating, and therefore there's less of a desire, of a need, of an urge to go get away from ourselves because we've dealt with all the things, we've shifted fundamentally out of the negative way of operating, and as a result, we can continue to live the rest of our lives in that state, which ultimately is very enjoyable, very peaceful, something that can only be experienced if we do the work to shift out of addiction consciousness and into sobriety consciousness. So if you are struggling with addiction, and there have been experiences in the past where you have experienced, let's say, trauma or abuse, we definitely want to take a look at those experiences and understand that there's probably a strong correlation with the addictive habits that you have today. If we do not, we are oftentimes just running in circles trying to either self-control ourselves and then relapsing, which ultimately is exhausting and it's unsustainable. And fundamentally, we need to go to the core of what makes an addiction, what brings the patterns about, and why they're so strong, and why do they have so much power over us. And when we do the healing work, which is a process, but when we do the healing work, we are able to shift out of the way of operating that really pulls us back into the darkness, back into the negativity, and back into addiction, and sustainably become healthy, become whole, and become someone who is sober in their being, which really is the most sustainable way of recovering from an addiction. So if you're interested in working with me and going on this journey from shifting from addiction consciousness into sobriety consciousness, this is something that I myself have gone on, and it has rendered so many incredible experiences, gifts, and life overall is so much more enjoyable, and something that I highly recommend for anyone who is struggling and can't seem to overcome addiction, can't seem to maintain sobriety. Feel free to reach out to me. It'd be an honor to work with you directly. My email is yitz, Y-I-T-Z, at magnoliahealingcenter.com. My phone, 818-210-6049. Thank you all so very much for joining me for today's episode. Until next time, all the best.